आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। यूनियन कैबिनेट अप्रूव्स स्मॉल हाइड्रो पावर डेवलपमेंट स्कीम वर्थ 2,585 करोड़ रुपीज टू बूस्ट क्लीन एनर्जी इनिशिएटिव्स इन रिमोट एंड रूरल एरियाज। Government amends National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance and digital enforcement. Air India and Air India Express to operate 48 flights to and from West Asia region today. Iran hits Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city, causing extensive damage. Doha orders Tehran's diplomats and military to leave country at earliest. Vibrant 9-day festival of Chaitra Navratri begins today, marking the beginning of Hindu New Year. And in IPL cricket, Ishan Kishan to lead Sunrisers Hyderabad as Pat Cummins to miss initial matches due to injury. And now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore for the installation of Small Hydropower SHP projects of an approximate capacity of 1,500 megawatts. This is likely to bring in 15,000 crore rupees of investment in the small hydro sector, giving a boost to the clean energy initiative, investment in remote and rural areas, and creating significant employment opportunities. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that the scheme will also incentivize the states to prepare the detailed project report for about 200 projects to create a pipeline of small hydro projects in future.
Small hydro power developments, ye run of the river, yani bina bandh banaye.
This run of the river concept, without making a dam, without very big displacement or environmental issues, is based on the natural flow of the river to generate power. Around 7,000 sites have been identified across the country where run of the river small hydro power can create up to 21,000 megawatt capacity. The technology is already successfully implemented in several countries. Such projects run very well in many countries in the world.
Small hydropower.
The Union Cabinet also approved Bharat Udyogik Vikas Yojana Bhavya to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees. In a significant step towards strengthening farmer welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Cabinet approved MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India, CCI, for the cotton season 2023-24. Moreover, the Cabinet also approved the construction of over 101 kilometre long four-lane access-controlled National Highway 927 from Barabanki to Bahraich in Uttar Pradesh at a cost of more than 6,969 crore rupees. The government has notified the amendment of National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance on national highways. These rules will further enhance transparency in toll operations, boost investor confidence, and provide legal and financial safeguards. We have a report.
The National Highways Fee, Determination of Rates and Collection, Second Amendment Rules 2026 will provide a structured recovery mechanism in cases of unpaid user fee. It has been introduced to strengthen digital enforcement of toll collection and to ensure efficient and transparent realization of user fee on national highways. The mechanism also includes a technology-driven electronic notice system wherein electronic notices will be issued to registered vehicle owners specifying vehicle details, date, location of passage, and the amount payable. These notices will be served through SMS, email, mobile-based applications or other electronic means and will also be made available on a designated online portal. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President Nitin Naveen and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalize the name of the candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Puducherry. The Election Commission has carried out a major reshuffle of administrative and police officials in West Bengal. The commission has removed 11 district magistrates who also serve as district election officers. Officials in the districts including Cooch Bihar, Jalpaiguri, Malda, Murshidabad, Nadia and North and South 24 Parganas have been replaced. Earlier, 5 DIG ranked officers were also removed. The commission said the order takes immediate effect, directing officers to assume charge and submit compliance reports by 3 p.m. today. Removed officials will not be assigned election-related duties until the process concludes. President Draupadi Murmu, who's on a 3-day visit to Uttar Pradesh, will visit the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya today. The president will perform darshan and aarti and will also participate in Sri Ram Yantra Sthapna event. Later in the day, she will depart for Mathura Vrindavan, where she will take part in various programs and will perform darshan and pujan. Our correspondent reports that the president will attend Vedic rituals at the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya and will be present for the installation of the Sri Ram Yantra on the temple's second floor on the first day of Chaitra Navratri, also known as the Hindu New Year.
According to General Secretary of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust, Champat Rai, the Sri Ram Yantra was brought to Ayodhya 2 years ago. Based on Vedic mathematics and geometric patterns, the Yantra is regarded as the sacred symbol believed to channel divine energy and positive spiritual vibrations. It was being worshipped before Raja Ram from 12th March and will be placed on the second floor of the Ram Temple during the ceremony. During her 3.5-hour stay, the President will also felicitate workers involved in the temple's construction. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend the event, including saints, dignitaries and contributors associated with the construction of the temple. A spiritual leader, Mata Amritanandmayi, will also participate in the function with around 1,000 devotees. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Ayodhya.
The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navratri has begun today, with devotees across the country celebrating the 9 auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The 9-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. More details from our correspondent.
Navratri, which means 9 nights, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 forms, collectively known as Navdurga. Each day is devoted to a different manifestation of the goddess, symbolizing power, purity and wisdom. Though 4 Navratris are observed annually, Chaitra Navratri and Shardiya Navratri are the most widely celebrated. Chaitra Navratri holds special significance as it coincides with the onset of spring and the beginning of the Hindu New Year, symbolizing spiritual purification and new beginnings, which is celebrated in various forms across the country. Devotees observe fast during the 9 days, consuming sattvic food. Special prayers, bhajans and aarti are performed daily, with homes and temples reverberating with devotional fervor. The festival also marks the worship of their divine feminine power, Shakti. With Rohan Shiva Mishra for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today conveyed greetings to countrymen on Navratri. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished that this divine occasion of worshipping Shakti bring happiness, good fortune, prosperity and excellent health to all. Mr. Modi prayed that the boundless grace of the Shakti Swaroop, Mother Durga, bring welfare to everyone, thereby infusing new energy into the nation's resolve for a developed India. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Wow, Vikram. The lifestyle, the board meetings, the influence. What's the secret?
It's no secret. I'm a company secretary, a key managerial person in the company.
That's serious power.
Well, it is. You advise the board, you shape decisions, and with that comes authority, prestige, and a rewarding package.
For complete details, visit www.icsi.edu. Step into the corporate sector and build a career that defines growth.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Air India and Air India Express will operate a combined total of 48 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from the West Asia region today. Both carriers will maintain their regular services to Jeddah and Muscat, including 16 flights between India and Jeddah. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will fly from Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kozhikode. Muscat will see 6 scheduled flights covering Delhi, Kozhikode and Mumbai. Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city came under Iranian missile attacks yesterday, which escalate the diplomatic tension between the two countries. Qatar Energy, which is country's state-owned petroleum company, said in a statement that emergency response teams were deployed immediately to contain the resulting fires, as extensive damage has been caused. It further said that all personnel were accounted for and no casualties were reported. Meanwhile, Qatar's foreign ministry has ordered Iranian diplomats, military and security attaches, along with their staff, to leave the country. It said in an official note that Qatar considers both the military attache and the security attache at the embassy, in addition to the staff of the two attache officers, persona non grata, and requests that they leave the country within a maximum period of 24 hours. Moving on to sports, star batter Ishan Kishan is set to lead Sunrisers Hyderabad in the beginning of the Indian Premier League IPL 2026, as regular skipper Pat Cummins will miss initial matches due to injury. A report.
Ishan Kishan will lead Sunrisers Hyderabad during initial matches of IPL as Pat Cummins is yet to fully recover from injury. Abhishek Sharma will serve as Kishan's deputy during this period. Regular captain Pat Cummins will resume leadership duties once he regains full fitness. Following India's successful T20 World Cup campaign, Indian wicketkeeper batter Ishan Kishan, who made a major comeback to the team, will provide further strength to Sunrisers Hyderabad's IPL journey. SRH will begin their campaign against defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the opening match of the league at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on 28th of this month. With Vikas Sharma, this is Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. With the crisis in West Asia escalating, the Hindustan Times opens with Iran warns 5 Gulf sites after its gas field struck, 22 India-bound ships on Hormuz evacuation list, informs the Hindu. Northeast states on alert after arrest of 7 foreigners, notes the Pioneer. 3 kids among 9 of family killed in Palam building fire is a front page story in Times of India. Crude imports face high markup, 92.63 rupees sinks to new low as soaring Brent nears $110, says the Economic Times. The Statesman on its editorial page under the caption New Hollywood says, how the latest Academy Awards narrate a different story. The victories of filmmakers such as Paul Thomas Anderson and Ryan Coogler signaled not merely a celebration of cinema, but a subtle shift in Hollywood's cultural mood. But the significance of the ceremony extended beyond individual careers. The evening unfolded against a turbulent backdrop, wars dominating international headlines, renewed debates over immigration in the United States, and an entertainment industry wrestling with the disruptive power of artificial intelligence. And finally, open or shut? Singapore misses its iconic Indian restaurant, Komala Villas, founded in 1947, sparks shutdown fears amid prolonged renovation closure, informs the Indian Express. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The Union Cabinet approves small hydropower development scheme worth 2,585 crore rupees to boost clean energy initiatives in remote and rural areas. Government amends National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance and digital enforcement. Air India and Air India Express to operate 48 flights to and from West Asia region today. Iran hits Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city, causing extensive damage Doha orders Tehran's diplomats and military to leave country at earliest. Vibrant 9-day festival of Chaitra Navratri begins today, marking the beginning of Hindu New Year. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.